Natalie, let's start by talking about how the season's gone up to this point. I know you guys started in Florida at 3-3, and now you're 12-2 in the last 14. What kind of clicked maybe after that first weekend in Florida?
I think we just learned how to make adjustments quicker. You know, going straight into Big Ten play is something that was obviously a new obstacle for us this year, and it kind of hit us in the face the first weekend. I think mentally we didn't come with the best mental preparation, and I think after that we knew to look to our leaders and really pick it up for the following weekends, and we just came knowing, expecting it to be hard after that. We expected each and every day to be difficult, and it obviously showed because we improved quite a bit.
Yeah, and as you guys now continue to play well, what's the confidence level now of this group? How do you feel?
We feel pretty good. I think we just know we have confidence in our ability to adapt and learn. Each and every day, everyone shows up to get better, and when you have a work ethic like that, it's hard not to be confident.
What are some areas still, though, as you look now toward, it's hard to say a stretch run, but I mean, we're getting there already. What are some spots with this team that if you want to get to where you want to get to, maybe you have to continue to grow a little bit?
Yeah, I think hitting-wise, we're all definitely looking to improve. I say that because I know my mindset is always geared towards being a hitter. But yeah, I think we all know we have not shown our potential and our capabilities at the plate quite yet. And we have quite a few barrels and bats that are about ready to be unleashed. And we're looking to just grow more confident and keep bringing those. Cause our pitchers have really done super well. Autumn and Amber have really thrown some great games for us, and we've squeaked by. And I think our offense is just excited to keep growing and get better.
And speaking of offense, you had a lot of it, especially this last weekend. You're now the leader in the Big Ten and on the team, of course, in home runs with 6. How are you personally feeling at the plate?
I'm just taking it day by day and trying to see the ball well, trying to hunt my zone and just get a little bit better.
All right, let's talk about this weekend. Obviously, a huge weekend. Northwestern now all of a sudden has become the top-ranked team in the Big Ten. They're 18-2, and it's a weekend that if you guys can play well, you can position yourself into some title contention here.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely talked about getting everybody on the train and knowing that a Big Ten championship is still in reach, and this weekend will be a big stepping stone for that and a big deal-breaker for that. We're excited, and our girls are ready to go.
What can you tell us about Northwestern? Is this a surprise that they're sitting this good right now, record-wise?
No, yeah, Northwestern always has a great program. They ride off some really great pitchers. Danielle Williams is their ace, and she was National Freshman of the Year in 2019. And so we know that we're going to prepare for her and prepare for their other talented pitchers on staff. Minnesota, Northwestern softball has always had a little bit of a rivalry, especially if you talk to some of our super seniors, and it gets a little snotty, and you know, we're ready to bring some attitude and bring some swag and play some good games.
Well, it should be a fun weekend, that's for sure. What's the difference now too, Ben? Obviously, you had a pretty good weather weekend this past weekend, coming from Florida and now back into the Midwest and playing outdoors, and I suppose you just never know what you'll get weather-wise.
Yeah, that's true. I think if you ask any of our girls, we'll take the Minnesota 50 degrees and windy over the 80 degrees in Florida. We were all sweating a whole lot down there, but no, we're just happy any chance we get the opportunity to play. You know, weather aside, that's an uncontrollable, but we're grateful for the opportunity.
Awesome. Well, good luck this weekend, and go get yourself into some title contention here.
Awesome. Thank you.